Today is your second full day of Yunlin Zhengjian. When Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past, when they said, using different analogies, that all beings, all sentient beings are Buddhas. And awakened sentient beings become Buddhas, deluded Buddhas become sentient beings. They did not say these things in vain. What it means foremost is each of you, regardless of your background, you have a full potential. You have all the time and energy you need to wake up, to awaken to your true nature within. You have all the ingredients. So if you can devote what you have, what comes with your being, all these ingredients and energy, if you can devote them wholeheartedly, full-heartedly, 100% to the practice with the help of unknowing mind, it should make a difference. You can see that the product of a careful training makes a difference. So just to look at yourself, look within deeply, reflecting. If you are still complaining and wasting time, but you can wake up and give yourself 100% body-mind to your practice, the instructions are all there, it's very clear. All the bodhisattvas, including you, both renunciant bodhisattvas or non-renunciant bodhisattvas, so you are non-renunciant bodhisattvas, they made a vow. So you make a vow, and follow your vow, follow the schedule, which is the Dharma, during the retreat. Something like, may I stay fully awake with my practice, relying on my presence of awakened heart, or relying on my power of constant practice. No more indulgence in your in your disturbances and obstacles or complaints. Is this clear? Yeah. So one more time. Yeah. One last time. Yeah. So that's how you empower yourself. You have all the energy here. And when we practice collectively together, your energy doubles and triples. That's how you help each other, you know, to protect one another. So all day long, each and every moment, you give yourself to your training.